Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We're joined today on Share Talk by Cameron Parry, Chief Executive Officer, Lions Gold, listed in London, ticker LION. You okay, Cameron?
Yeah, hi, Alex.
It's been a while.
It has. Well, as you know, we've been suspended from trading on AIM for the last few months, so there's been less reason to talk, I suppose, and just more action at our end, getting the business developed further and hopefully building far greater value ultimately for shareholders.
I've just gone through your RNS. The question, well, I'll ask a couple of questions. I think shareholders will be interested. The first one, how does today's announcement change the roadmap to admission?
Well, effectively it doesn't.
All right.
So it's still the same process that we go through. It has taken a little bit longer to get to the point of completing our admission document with all the other items that feed into that, but that is because we've been quite focused in the last few months to develop the business model and what our offering is to market on that front. But yeah, the process doesn't change. Our intention to come back on AIM doesn't change. All the work we've been doing to date has been with a view to come back on AIM and to satisfy those requirements. It's just it does mean that automatically our 6-month suspension period will be over on the 12th of November. So it does mean that the shares will no longer appear on the London Stock Exchange from that point, even though they obviously weren't able to be traded recently. But that's it, really. Shareholders are still shareholders. They still own the part of the company that they do, and we hope that through the decisions we've been making as a board and what we've been pursuing as management makes it a more valuable asset to them. And then ultimately, of course, we want to complete the admission process so that they can see that and have a liquid asset again.
Just picking up on, you mentioned the 12th of November. Looking at today's RNS, I see your AGM is to be held in mid-December 2018.
Yeah.
So it is business as usual, apart from trading, I guess.
Up until that point, we'll still just appear on the market the way we do. We will still put out a few more RNSs before the 12th. Probably the final one will be a notice of AGM with the date, the location, and the resolutions that we want to pass. And in the interim, we still want to release some further information about our mining projects and what we've been doing there, or what's been going on there. It's probably frustrating and certainly probably slightly unsettling for shareholders or some shareholders to see that the shares temporarily, come off the market. But ultimately, we think this will be better. That we'll get a superior result for them because of the other work that we've been focused on doing rather than just targeting getting listed ASAP.
That was going to be one of my questions. I was going to say, what are the key milestones for holders to look out for as you work towards admission?
As far as news flow and that kind of thing?
So
we'll, as we put in the RNS, we will release information about our mining projects. We will release further information about our full reserve banking platform that's combined with a hard currency and that B2B to C business model. I'm trying to think if something else might come up. We'll probably have some more warrants exercised on the way through, which we're trying to sort of clean up these cheap warrants before the end of the year. The last RNS will probably, talk about the AGM.
You mentioned brand development. Does this mean the currency may not be called Gold Block? It's in your RNS.
We've been doing a lot of work on evaluating the brand and the positioning and the message and how we communicate that to customers. So we have done quite a bit of further work on that, and we've been referring it referring to it as Project Goldblock now for a little while, because the platform and the currency itself are likely to be named something else.
Oh, okay. Okay. I've got to ask you, I know I'm repeating myself, well, I don't mean to. So how will the company provide shareholders with updates?
Well, through the RNS platform up until the 12th, and then, we have a copy of our share register, so we obviously have to communicate beyond that to shareholders. Of course, they can email us at admin@lionsgold.com, and we can keep them on our database here to make sure that they get information if they're a shareholder, or if they want general information if they're not a shareholder. So RNS up until the 12th of November. I mean, we still have our Twitter account, following that time, we will communicate with shareholders through their contact details that we have on the register.
I've got to ask you this question. Your chairman, he said the board remains committed to restoring the company's shares to be quoted on AIM and is targeting a date in quarter one 2019 for a readmission. Yep. Are you guys definitely coming back? That's what people will be asking on chat boards, Cameron.
Yeah, sure. That's the whole plan and process is the same.
Right.
So we are definitely, that is our, a fundamental target of ours to achieve. I'm sort of wording it that way because nobody can absolutely guarantee anything, but
yeah.
That is precisely what we're doing, is coming back onto the market. So it is a public company, a public investable proposition, what mm-hmm. we've been building, that has only expanded, it hasn't become less or anything. So, and it is also part of the core values of what we're looking to deliver to the public, where we give them a choice of currency and a different, like a full reserve banking platform rather than fractional banking. And also, should they want to participate in the entity behind that, well, of course, they can do that via the stock market. So it's a public proposition, from product to the shares as well. And it's all part of that mix. So, yeah, we're nothing's changed from our end. I mean, this is a public company. We're bringing it back to market.
That's brilliant. I've got to make this comment as well. To be honest, the way the resource market's been and the crypto markets in the last few months, I don't think you guys have really missed anything, to be honest.
I would probably tend to agree with you really on that, Alex. It has been a bit dour for mining projects and the crypto market itself. Obviously, we're not a crypto. That's not what we're delivering.
No, of course not. Yeah.
But no, it's still, that's still fintech and it's still about currencies. We obviously, as a board, we believe we're making, well, obviously we make decisions in the best interest of shareholders and what we believe will be in their best interest and get superior results and maximise our commercial opportunities, ultimately. So time will tell how well we've done that. But it is full steam ahead and we are, there's just been a lot of work going on, even though people haven't been able to see a share price fluctuate and trade during this period.
I'm sure your shareholders will be hoping you're putting a bit of meat on the bone when you do come back in quarter one 2019. It might be a pleasant surprise for them.
Look, we're here to achieve something really significant, we part of that is to be a listed public company again, and we think it deserves to be. We're quite excited about what we'll be able to explain, even in coming weeks, but certainly over the next couple of months, and then progress to see the shares admitted to trading again.
Cameron, as always, thanks for giving up your time, and hopefully we'll get you to another investor show in the future like we did the last time in Manchester.
Indeed. That'd be great. I mean, obviously, it's just been heads down and we've just been getting on with the work. Certainly once we're back on the market, I'd love to do another one of those, Alex. I suppose you've got me on record now agreeing to it, so maybe we should discuss price.
I think the Royal Wedding was the last one, but never mind.
Yeah. But that's great. Thanks for taking the time to just to pose those few questions to us. And look, I hope everybody, all our shareholders are, you know, there's no need to get carried away with this. This is just a process that we continue through, and we're, you know, completely committed to, you know, getting the company shares back and trading, and it does tie into, you know, right through what we're actually trying to deliver to the public from the product side of it as well. So, you know, I'm a shareholder. I have a lot of money invested in the company. So, I mean, you know, we're aligned.
Like I say, your shareholders, I'm sure they'll appreciate you talking today. And hopefully we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Cameron. Thanks very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.